You know, I don't sweat it, y'all.
Got a ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. J.D. Vance, former president from running mate, went to the Minneapolis police station near where George Floyd was murdered in 2020 to accuse Governor Tim Walz, Vice President Harris's running mate, of doing absolutely nothing.
I cannot believe how much this governor abandoned his own people.
Then President Trump expressed support for Walz's handling of the protests. In Green Bay, Walz wanted to know about Trump's medical records.
Donald Trump said that he releases his medical records.
Harris already released hers previously. William Jacob Parsons charged with misdemeanor threatening of federal emergency management agency workers in storm-ravaged North Carolina's Rutherford County. Former Columbus, Ohio Zoo and Aquarium chief exec Tom Stolf sentenced to 7 years in prison for defrauding the attraction of $2 million. This is ABC. The hits just keep coming for jailed entertainment mogul Sean Combs in the form of new lawsuits asserting sexual improprieties. In new civil lawsuits, he's now accused of sexually assaulting six more people, including a man who says he was 16 at the time of the alleged assault. Nick Combs' famous white parties in the Hamptons, where a then 16-year-old looking to break into the music
overnight
industry
says Combs with allegedly north demanded winds that he needed to drop his miles pants per hour. And then molested Tuesday, him, asking, partly sunny and still cool, a high of 52, mainly clear with a hard freeze. Likely Tuesday night and 25. Sunny and nice Wednesday and 57. Thursday sunny, windy and warmer, a high of 66. And Friday sunny, breezy and warmer yet with a high of 77.
The Europa Clipper on a 5.5-year flight to Jupiter, where it will try to determine whether there's liquid water underneath the icy crust of the moon Europa, where there's water that could be life, although Europa Clipper will not be looking for life itself. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Like with Pete Schwab. What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library.
Interest, yes.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Prefer to do that.
Well, when I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop at my time. She's browsing. I respect that, but just doing us with the shit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
So let's go. She's the fabulous farm babe. She's the Gambianti. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to Real Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, good for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Hair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tricks. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy. Wisconsin, running mate Tim Walz, Stumpy, Green Bay, and Eau Claire, lunching. Like First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin, too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay. So let's drink one slam. People from Southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei. I'm
Coming to an end out there. We'll see plenty of clouds remaining through the night. Frost advisory in effect as temperatures drop to the lower 30s. On your Tuesday, sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s. Freeze warning in effect Wednesday morning, currently 38 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Sometimes
this is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to... Former President Donald Trump.
So no, we have to start the show right
now. Lovers really fall in love to stay. Stand beside each other, come what may.
Broadcasting really live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. The house without wearing a cup. Pete Schwaba.
Hello, Wisconsin. Oh, my voice cracked. I just went through puberty right at the top of the show. It's never happened before. Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwaba, your host. Back in the chair on a Monday night. Hope you are having a swell Monday wherever you are listening from. It's great to have you with me tonight on this, I don't want to say frigid, but I would say that probably the coldest day since... maybe May. It definitely feels like fall, wouldn't you say?
Everything has yeah, changed. I feel like this whole weekend, it really felt it was fall.
Progress. Yeah, and was it Friday that was so gorgeous?
Yeah, where you could go outside still in a t-shirt. And
but
still
I just think it was like, it felt like still kind of like summer, but not yet. It was amazing. We went from that to this. Although it's supposed to get back. All I need is the hope when I look at my weather app that it's going to get warm again. We're still not saying goodbye to warm weather because I think it's supposed to be in the mid to high 60s later in the week. So I'll take that. Yeah.
Lovers really fall.
How was your weekend?
Yes, all I did was watch football.
Stand beside each other.
You know what? On Sunday, that's all I did. Like, I had a really busy Saturday. So honestly, because my whole adult life, I've basically been self-employed. And when you're your own boss, it takes a special kind of discipline to do the things you have. Like, if you're trying to sell a screenplay, it's like, I'm going to write today. One day's done. It's like, oh, I have no money in the second half of the year. So you get to it. But I like this. I like the structure of the daily routine. What do you do before you come in your contract? Do you have a daily practice?
Today, I don't know. I usually do, but today I felt so lazy because I opened. I went outside. And was like, it is so cold.
That's a little bit. You know, this is Wisconsin.
Yes,
Northern Wisconsin.
I just don't think I was ready for it completely yet.
Yeah, it was a little deceiving when I got this morning. It was light out. It was sunny.
Miles an hour, take the world's fastest shower, coffee, black, microwave. I met my best caffeinated. Out the door, picked up the bass, and here I'm there, I'm every place.
Let's come on,
Jackson. I get bored without some action. One speed is all I know. Seize the day, yeah, that's my motto. Maybe someday I'll slow down. Maybe someday, but for now. Done. Keep me on the run, but time sure does fly when you're having so much fun. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. A day in my life, I'm on my toes. I'm on it tonight, living like this. Some might say it's so exhausting, friends and manic. Call me nuts, but I like it frantic.
See what Matt has to say. That'll be fun as well. Halloween is right around the corner. I don't know if you've all bought your candy yet, but as I get older, my kids don't trick-or-treat anymore. That was a really fun chapter. Taking them out, following them around. I had a pirate suit every year. That was my go-to.
Thanks for thinking local. We're proud to be local radio, country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
Nightly with Pete Schwabba or WGBW. We're on YouTube, Civic Media or WGBW, and on X, We're on Civic Media or WGBW.
I kind of did the math today, speaking of pennies. And I want to thank the listeners because I think this is kind of cool. We haven't asked for many likes. There's probably been a handful of times where we've said, hey, give us a like or a follow if you're on Facebook,
money
or Twitter,
talks,
wherever, Instagram.
But it don't sing dance.
But we've got,
don't
I looked
walk
at the base today, we have 524
long
likes.
As
we're
I
averaging
can
about 2 likes a day.
With me.
Not likes, follows.
We should have had a 500 like special.
We should have, but here's where I'm going with this. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Less than 2 months.
Money is sweet.
So, and we've done what we do.
But it ain't nothing next to baby's street.
Probably 2 likes or 2.5 likes a day.
If you pardon me,
so I would
like
to thank you, the listener, for following, liking, whatever it is you do.
Reverend Blue Jeans.
Thank you so much, and it's great to have you with us tonight. As I mentioned, Steve Miller from the Bartell Theater in Madison will be here at 6:35. Hello, pal, Matt Miller, Robin Wright, 7:20.
By the fire, all alone,
much,
you and I.
Nothing around
but the sound of my heart on your side.
Well, I was really happy with the performance that they had.
Money
talks,
but it can't sing and dance and it can't walk.
We had really good depth in our
songs. I can have you here with
our two running backs played well.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Conrad Freeman. Mr. Goodell.
Send a
Roger Goodell. I might have, if you go to the Schwab archives,
maybe tonight by the fire
okay.
Alone.
Well, yeah, I was really happy with it, and the only thing that I can question right now is that
nothing
great in Arvidsson, our kicker, that rookie kicker.
He's the worst in the league. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's missed 5 field goals now, which means that's 15 points.
Talk.
And it's, you know, we've lost games by some of the
Zone.
Nightlife with Peach Wava. Great to have you with me on this Monday night on Civic Media Radio.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt
You're
is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on
most
the kindness
people out
and generosity
here think that
of members
care of one another
to
important.
Make a difference in the
and
lives
of all
residents.
And most people would step up for a neighbor
if you would
going
like
through
to make
a tough
a difference
time.
In someone's life,
most people
contact
around
Jerry
here
Walsh
help out friends
Schmidt
and family
Woodland
when
Hills.
They need it. But
if
the
you
funny
have building
thing
plans,
is,
it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969.
Because most people
Lumber,
really
along
care.
Highway 33
find
between
more information
LaValle and Greensburg.
At loveyourmindtoday.org.
Chances are you'll find what you need.
Hartgy
Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartgy's crane truck. For more information, call Hartgy Lumber, 608-985-7207.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent 3 of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment. Today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
That's overtime if there is no more overtime.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts.
Keep your vehicle running smoothly with expert automotive services from McFarland's Retail and Service Center. Our skilled technicians offer a wide range of services, including oil changes, brake repairs, tune-ups, and more.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Parts and equipment to ensure your satisfaction. Trust McFarland's to keep your car running at its best. Schedule your appointment today at McFarland's.
I feel like
it's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out.
I swear.
The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
I do. It's a good intro.
I think it's okay, so our question tonight is, what candy are you giving out this year for Halloween?
Tomorrow,
maybe it's the
when
same
I
stuff
find
you give out every year.
I was hoping to remind you,
I'd like to suggest some
darling, you're the only one I love. Thank you, hon, for the good love you're giving.
Forgot this even existed.
There was really nothing wrong back then.
Okay. I had what I thought was this great
thank
sketch.
You, Lord, for the good life I'm living.
And it was, you know, Conrad was
when I fell, when I cried, when I thought that I would die, I counted on love lifting me up. If I could change something from way back when, you know what I do? I tell you I love you the second I saw you.
Yeah. Warriors.
Quit being super chill.
Located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
I mean, how can you
not? Totally. He says Reese's.
Well, I've been waiting ever since. Guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball. Not even thinking of me yet. Stood up, broken hearted again.
I think she does.
Well, I know just what I ought to do. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do.
Yeah. Jay Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it was mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, and the belief. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go to the library.
Interesting. Yes.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me. And I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my dad. I'm just browsing. I respect that, but I can't do it.
I'm on a mission. Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And you're going to walk out the office comes in the neighborhood.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote. So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, I tell them that story, and they're like, what? And that gets their dander up and drop.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You came downstairs with that song.
You're listening
just
to pre-recorded content produced by
the Your pop team. Said, don't keep me. Drive about the time that sky went pink. I said, baby, what you think? And you said, take it slow.
I want to clarify. For Tom in New Orleans.
We kiss me back and forth till it's on the radio.
You said that you most were mine.
And I said, look in your eyes. Nothing but time. Kiss me all night. And let's just take it slow.
So I guess you say the time you actually heard part of a Hollywood beat we were in. So we'll be talking
about that Chevrolet in that field where those daisies grow.
But I appreciate
full morning, yeah, I said, don't you dare ever
nice
let me go. Not a swan will hold you till that sun comes back. Not a swan will hold you light. Nobody ever did.
I'm traumatized. So it's great to have you here, by the way. How are things in Madison?
Doing good. Fall has finally showed up. So
And are you a fall guy? Do you like the fall?
I am a fall guy, yes. I would even like the movie The Fall Guy.
Did you?
So I typically fall all year round. You'll never hear me complain in January because I complain a lot in August.
Well, you guys are in a great spot there, too, because in fall, Capitol Square is beautiful. Madison's just a great place to be. So you have such a neat little theater there. I admitted at the top of the show, Steve, that I had never been into Martel before last spring. It was the Q&A there for this Madison Film Festival. And I was surprised what a great venue it did for film. But you obviously have live theater there, too. You're right off the Capitol Square. Tell listeners a little bit about the theater.
Yeah, we are literally a half a block off the Capitol. The building was originally able. It was the building shell itself is over 100 years old. It was a dance hall, it was a bowling alley at some point. In the late 60s, it was remodeled into a movie theater. The first movie they showed was Angel Wagon with Clint Eastwood. The less said about that, the better. That was kind of the rise of the independent movies. So they showed a lot of independent stuff. However, by the end of the 70s, the independent had turned into, let's just say, feature film.
Au naturel.
All naturel, yeah. I'm too young.
I don't want to say that sounded brutish, Steve, but it was tasteful. I like the way you put that.
Well, I have done plays with a lot of full frontal movies, so I know my way around but anyway, it was Marcus Foster Theater actually, and retrofitted it into a screen theater. They basically took the balcony area and closed it with a screen for a small room. And then the main floor was big. Throughout the 80s and 90s, showed a lot of regular movies. I was growing up in Madison, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Terminator 2. All these movies that were then called the Esquire movies. By the 90s, Marcus has pretty much moved everything out to the summer. So they did not renew their lease. The building kind of fell into disrepair. And a group of theater people actually got together and raised $1 million and retrofitted the interior to theater space. But they did it opposite to how they did movies. They put in a floor and they made the upstairs. Think about that wall. They made the upstairs the big theater, which is 200 seats. And then the downstairs became the lobby, and then what's called the black box theater. So I've been doing shows there since the early 2000s. It's been close to 25 years now. I've been doing shows. Wow. And I have long wanted to bring movies back to Martel. For two reasons. Number one, there really isn't a movie theater in downtown Madison anymore. Everything's either become a concert hall. UW has Cinematheque, and they will show stuff, and they show some really great, interesting stuff. A lot of it's curated, though, towards more of the college or crowd. And I thought it would be fun to have something that's a little more like, you want to have fun watching. This isn't film, it's movie. So that's the thing I always want to do. And then also, our community play, it's generally a weekend performance. Friday, Saturday, Sunday performances. The theater sits what's called dark Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. And I always wanted to have a way to show up. And I thought having a movie kind of a unique way. So interesting enough what happened, but this actually involves in stuff.
I got up this morning, tried to get off to work.
In Hillvale Mall,
there was no hot water. When I jumped in the shower,
they shut it down. My boss is going to dump me an hour.
The older I get, the more I discover. If it ain't the wrong thing, it's another.
You want to want a movie projector, you have five. So, I'm stuck in the traffic. All I'm doing is waiting. The fool behind me keeps on blowing his horn. I've got my time laid back and it's coming up a storm. The older I get, the more I discover. If it ain't one thing, there's another. Life in a phone bill, water and gas.
So we went about,
telling your brother, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Scale screen, and then the audio kind of set up a movie theater environment. So we have to do it when there's no play button. That's really kind of a phase one.
Got to the job, I'm trying to explain. Says you won't have to do that again. I called home just to give her the news.
So, bye, baby, I'm a leaving you.
She's with kids and she's going to her mother's. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Life in a phone bill, water and gas. Plenty of coke and it goes so fast. There's no way out, I'm telling you, brother. If it ain't
I'm Kim, the U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Back to portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and SaltPlus.com.
Saturday in downtown Madison.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Bosqueville, now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Bosqueville.
I get So I'm picking one of my favorite movies.
And mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas.
Really,
you'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th, from 8 until 2.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
A lot of people who maybe have seen Psycho, when I heard about this a couple years ago, I'm like, oh, this is an uncut version of Psycho. And then I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that shot. Wait, I don't remember that shot.
So I'm really happy that ticket sales of all the movies that weekend, Psycho's the one that's selling. I think we're going to sell it out.
That does not surprise me. My guest is Steve Knoll. He's the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. We're talking about some of the fun stuff they have coming up leading up to Halloween. Steve, yeah, you, okay. So Psycho, how hard was it to track down that restored print? I guess it was E, or this print that people haven't seen. Was that, did you have to work hard to do that? Was it more of a licensing?
No, actually not. In fact, it's interesting, you know, we live in a digital world. So the projector that we have is just the digital projector. So everything we're going to show is digital. Which is no different than what marketing is at all. There's no usual UW still has a 35mm. They have a So we're showing these movies digitally. And as a result, And I asked him, I said, so which version is it? And I told him the whole story. So we actually have a 4K DVD of the uncut version. It's the only way it's been released. Of course, Universal released a box set of Hitchcock movies, a 4K restoration, Psycho being kind of their gem on that first collection. So that's how it's sourcing it. It's sourcing it right from there. But it's also on the big screen, and that's, you know, that's the thing.
This is so great.
Actually, that 35mm resolution.
Right. We just got a text that we're going to show. I love Bartell. Thank you. I spent my New Year's Eve there.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Met Mayor on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Youngie. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? You're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Husband of 12 Institute and the Ad Council.
News from the
Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So on October 26th, Bartell Theater in Madison is showing Hocus Pocus for the kids at 2:30, Psycho at 6:30, when I'm gone, and another showing of Hocus Pocus happening at 9:30 on the same night at the bar at the Bartell. This very cool theater just off the Capitol Square in Madison. If you have not been to, you need to check out. Get a better day to do so. Now it's the kind of rambled over a really great event you guys are having awfully quickly. That's the Big Lebowski on the 25th. Can you elaborate? That became one of my favorite films upon the third or fourth viewing, and I know that, you know, a lot of people say, well, if you didn't love it the first time, most people don't go back to a film. A lot of people went back to that and realized they loved it. I don't understand it. I lived in L.A. for years. Maybe I didn't live there yet, and they didn't get it. I don't know, but I love that movie so much.
You know, the Coen brothers, a lot of their films are like that. People don't necessarily get them the first time, but Barton Fink was one that I watched, and I'm like, what am I watching? Right. And then, for some reason, I went back a couple years ago and watched it again, and I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
And Big Lebowski is one of those movies that I think is keeps getting better the more you see it.
Right.
And I think that that is what it what is
I've been watching come down
you know,
for hours.
It's fun to read some comments about, you know, the movie. Once we announced it, people immediately were starting to post it. And a lot of people were like, what is this? And I'm like, you have to see the movie.
So they haven't seen it yet. Overture on the other side of the square, and everybody knows Overture, and they're great. They're actually a parent company to us. Oh. So, but you know, it's but we're very different. We all work in the Nobody's making money. We're doing it for fun. And we want that to come through and give us the stuff to do.
It's interesting that Monica mentioned Balls Out Bliss on New Year's Eve. I wrote for that last year. The one about the horny numbers, that was me. But he thinks I can do this. Yeah, that's a crazy night. It's 24 hours of intensity. There's a little girl on the other side of the city, drying her eyes. Probably 20 years. She's going to school with her new look for the first time. And it's all, everything is written. She pulls her head over her balding head and gives her mom a kiss
and says, Mama, I can't do this. We have to stick around for a few minutes, Steve.
I guess.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.